to day 5 of 40 days with Jesus. We've been looking at the passage in John chapter 20, and today we're going to just look at verses 15, 16. Perhaps the most moving and significant events in history, when Jesus first showed himself alive to another human being. It's also important for another reason, because it highlights the way that Jesus chose to reveal himself to Mary, and how that is the way he reveals himself to us today, by speaking to us. We pick up the story where Mary is in the garden outside the empty tomb, distressed because she fails to find the body of Jesus and she fails to recognize who Jesus is when he does appear. That is until he calls her name, Mary. Names are so important, aren't they? I'm sure you've heard your name spoken to you in many different ways depending on the circumstances. But this time, when Mary heard her name mentioned, she turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which John helpfully tells us means teacher. But I think her response means more than that. I think it is that moment when, as she hears her own name mentioned, she realizes exactly who this is. For Mary, this was the key moment for her, a reminder of all that had happened before and all that was going to happen afterwards. It's one thing not to be in the tomb, but it's actually completely different to see someone alive. It's important for us to grasp how we are to understand this incident. Mary's not just seeing a vision or a ghost or something she's conjured up in her agitated imagination. Rather, this is a real person she's seeing. She first mistakes him for a gardener who engages her in a real conversation, who knows her name, who had a physical body. But now she knows that it is Jesus. Mary. That was all it took for her eyes to be opened. At the sound of her name, at the recognition of who Jesus was, and the realization that he was alive. And Mary's world was changed forever. Part of the answer of why Mary recognizes Jesus because of his voice perhaps lies in a previous example of Jesus in John's Gospel, where Jesus is the Good Shepherd. John 10, 3-4 say, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who knows his sheep by name, his followers by name, calls Mary's name, leading her out from the darkness into the light, from despair into hope. Just as sheep recognize the voice of a shepherd, so Mary recognizes Jesus when he speaks to her and calls her by name. It's significant, isn't it, that the first person to see Jesus recognized him through his voice. There are, of course, instances during the 40 days when Jesus is recognized first by his physical appearance. And for someone like Thomas, that was the most important thing. There have been occasions throughout history, such as Saul on the road to Damascus, and in certain countries today where there's an open hostility to the gospel, where Jesus shows himself as the risen Lord. Yet Jesus' appearance to Mary sets a pattern for life beyond the ascension. This new way of recognizing and believing reaches a climax in the encounter between Jesus and Thomas in John 20, verse 29. We'll be thinking about that later, where Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Whether you know him or not, whether you know him well or a little, know this. Jesus is alive. He knows you by name and wants to speak to you through his word and by his spirit, calling you into a new and deeper experience of and relationship with himself. Isn't it an amazing thought that God Almighty, the King of the heavens, knows you and me by name? Perhaps today you need to hear him call your name. How aware are you that Jesus is a real person with thoughts, feelings, a personality and a voice? What difference does this make to the way that you can relate to him? How will you live differently today, knowing that Jesus is present with you right now by his Spirit? And just as Jesus spoke to Mary in her despair, So he can and will speak to you too. The great news is that your despair can be turned into hope because of your encounter with Jesus. Let me pray. Jesus, I thank you for caring enough about me to call my name. I thank you that you're with me today through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I welcome you into my life and ask that you would make real to me the presence of Jesus in a fresh way. I'm honored that you would choose to make your home in my heart. Show me how I can host you and your presence today and every day, and help me to hear your voice. Amen.